As many small businesses in the region face an uncertain future, the University of Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center and the Northwest Arkansas Council are partnering on a Small Business Emergency Assistance Program in an effort to support small businesses and nonprofits impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Nelson Peacock, the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, about the kind of free assistance the program is offering.
As these various state and federal assistance programs come online to help small business owners, what are you hearing from people here locally who run businesses?
Well, I mean, right now, you know, the major problem we're having is just, you know, the social distancing policies and the customers. And so, you know, if you rely in any capacity on foot traffic or customers like a restaurant or a small retail shop, you know, you're struggling to bring in customers to sell your product. And, you know, you still have bills to pay. You still have payroll to make. And so how those things add up, they're incredibly difficult right now with no real end in sight. You know, the federal and state programs, there are a lot of them. We don't really know how effective they'll be yet. You know, a lot of businesses are trying to understand exactly what's available, what kind of information they need to compile to have access, and, you know, what are the long-term ramifications? Do you really want to take on a new loan when you don't know when the end of this is going to come? And so, you know, the lack of certainty is really what is causing the most problem. You know, if most business people can plan, and you could get a plan with your bank or get a plan with your landlord to get it and, you know, work on a program. But when you don't know when the end is in sight or when the end will come, it's really hard to make a plan. And I think that is the biggest challenge is that I see when we talk to small businesses.
Given all the uncertainty and all the state and federal level assistance programs that are out there, what is the purpose of this small business emergency assistance program locally?
Yeah, well, I think it's a recognition one, there is a lot of uncertainty. Two, that there are some state and federal programs. You know, the federal program that was the CARES Act has a substantial relief and programs for small businesses. And our thought in standing this up, or actually building on what the university had already stood up, was that a lot of people need to understand what those programs are, how to fill out a form, how to work with their bank, all of those things. You know, a lot of small businesses don't have that level of expertise. You know, you can just start to look at the regulations on some of this, and I think it makes even bankers confused about all the rules and requirements. And so how can a small business navigate this at the same time they're worried about their own children, their social distancing, homeschooling, all of the things that you have to worry about, and at the same time figure out how to apply, you know, for a loan or a grant? And so that's the idea behind this program, the Small Business Emergency Assistance Project that we're doing, which really is intended to significantly enhance the ability of the university program to reach out to help small businesses, to allow them to the best of their ability to access the federal loan and state loan programs to try to get through this.
So what kind of services can small business owners expect out of the emergency assistance program?
You know, it'll really be anything that a small business needs. But, you know, we have, you know, basically assistance with those loan applications, understanding what is in those programs, what they have to do to qualify, those types of things. There'll be some market research about trying to see when the end of this will be, which, you know, will probably be difficult, but helping businesses with that. A lot of educational outreach, again, webinars and things like that to help small businesses and nonprofits understand the aid that's coming down the line. Should have relationships with lending institutions and banks and help with that. So really be dependent on what the needs of the small business are. If it is figuring out whether I should take on a little more debt for a forgivable loan, you know, help advice with that, or what does it mean with my payroll? Some of these, the federal aid, the CARES Act requires you to maintain a certain amount of your payroll to qualify. And so what's the definition of that and what does that mean? As you know, a lot of small businesses have already had to make the tough decision to lay off or furlough employees over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And so how does all that work? And so that's really the gist of what we're trying to achieve. And so the program has banking experts. We're going to bring in CPAs, attorneys, business consultants, all types of people that will be able to help as many small businesses as possible.
And this emergency assistance program is open to nonprofits as well. Is there anything that nonprofits do differently that they need a different kind of assistance with?
I still think it's a lot of the same issues. You know, how are you able to engage and reach out into your community and, you know, do the job that you were intended to do? And so it really impacts a lot of different things. A lot of times I've seen with nonprofits, you know, they're getting some forbearance on some of the on the metrics that they have to meet, you know, when they receive grants. So there's a lot of those changes happening. But I think for the purposes of this program, it'll be roughly the same. It'll be working individually with that organization to figure out how they get through. And if that is, you know, helping them talk to their grantor or bring in, you know, what the market's going to look like for them, all those different things, it'll be kind of the same suite of services for both.
From a Northwest Arkansas Council perspective, what is the outlook for local businesses at this point, once all this is over, whenever that happens?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, so it's kind of the tale of two economies in many ways. Our largest businesses are businesses that are doing well and actually hiring, anyone from Walmart to, you know, our food producers like Tyson Foods and Simmons and Georgia. Those large major employers are all doing quite well because, you know, the food production, at least in states where there's been a shut-in, those are considered essential services. We don't know if that will happen here anytime soon, but they're all essential services and they're all doing quite well. So, you know, the foundations of our economy will probably weather pretty well compared to the other regions. It's still going to hurt, but it's really those small businesses, you know, and those small businesses are the ones that kind of make up the fabric of our community. You know, we've invested and put a lot of planning over the last decade into our downtowns and to make, you know, more urban downtowns. And a lot of that involves, you know, local retail, locally owned restaurants. And those are going to struggle. There's going to be some of your favorite restaurants probably have to close down. And that's going to be very unfortunate. Our hope with this program is we give everyone the best chance that they can have to get through this on the other end. So that is going to ultimately have a ripple effect in our sales tax receipts for our towns, cities and towns, and what they're able to invest in going forward. You know, anything from public safety all the way, you know, to increased investment in trails and parks and all the things that we've grown to love about Northwest Arkansas. So the impact is going to be significant, and it's hard to, I don't think it'd be hard to overstate what the impact is going to be. But we are fortunate to have those major anchor employers that are going to come through this strong. And I think that will give us the chance to get those small businesses back online sooner rather than later. If you look back at the last recession, you know, it took 3 to 5 years to get back to where we were on a lot of our retail and food services businesses. So that's probably what we're going to be looking at again.
What is your advice to small business owners as they try to navigate this, especially as some of them have to make some very hard decisions going forward?
Well, I think, you know, reach out to the program, Small Business and Technology Support Center at the University of Arkansas. Reach out to them. I mean, we are trying our best to make sure that, that they have the resources to provide some professional advice to you as you navigate through these uncertain times. That's the whole idea of the program, is to get professional assistance to help you understand what your options are. We want to get the word out that that there's these the support is there, and that we're going to be following the different state and federal programs, those that are out there now, the discussions of future programs, and so I think that, and you know, we put out a joint communication with all of our banks. So if you have issues, if you have a payment due, and you're worried about being able to make that payment, call your bank or call your landlord. I think everyone around in the region and across the state understands that we're all in this together. And my understanding is each bank, each landlord, they're all coming up, trying to come up with programs to help, to get everyone through this.
That was Nelson Peacock, president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek about the Small Business Emergency Assistance Program. Businesses or organizations interested in getting assistance can email bushelp, that's B-U-S, bushelp@uark.edu, or call 575-5148. We also have a link in our website at ozarksatlarge.com.